Good evening, everyone.
Welcome to the Special Permit and License Board meeting for January 15th, 2025. Mary Joy, if we could have roll call, please.
Amin.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Hatfield.
Here.
McGill.
Here.
McCullough.
Here.
Moe.
Here.
And as we were just discussing, Rommel Fanger did let me know earlier that he wasn't going to be able to attend due to illness, and Jeff had gotten approval to miss tonight as well.
Yep. So, Board Member Rommel Fanger is having medical issues, so we'll go ahead and excuse him. And Jeff let us know that he was on a business trip, his annual business trip, so we'll go ahead and excuse both of those, unless anyone has any objections. Seeing none, moving forward. At this time, unless the board has any issues with it, we're going to move item two, the procedures, to the end of the meeting, so we can go ahead and start the public hearing and get them out of here.
Do you want to go ahead and vote on the minutes, or you want to wait till with all of it?
Just wait till the end.
Okay.
Huh? I mean, if y'all are cool with it. Yeah, just knock everything else out at once. Yeah. At this time, we're going to move to public hearing and new business for the new fermented malt beverage for Wine Quick Trip number 4236. Is the applicant here? Perfect. Just hang tight. We'll be right with you. Mary Joy, if you go ahead and read the clerk's application into the record.
As you had previously stated, we're here tonight to hear the application for a new fermented malt beverage and wine liquor license for Quick Trip number 42. I'm sorry, I lost my place here. I think it's 4362.
4236.
Okay, thanks. I'm trying to look like I have it memorized. The application is from Quick Trip Corporation. The location is 8691 Sheridan Boulevard. Pardon me. The property is zoned C1, and the sale of packaged alcoholic beverages for off-premise consumption is an allowed use. Notice of the hearing was published on the city website on January 2nd, and the property has been posted with signage to notify passersby of the date and time of this hearing for more than 10 days preceding this evening. The designated neighborhood for petitioning purposes was on the north 91st Avenue, on the south 82nd Avenue, on the west Harlan Street, and on the east Vrain Street. Surveying was completed by Oedipus Petitioning, and a report with the results together with a map showing where petitioning was conducted is part of your packet tonight. There is one other fermented malt beverage wine liquor license within the designated neighborhood, and it is a 7-Eleven at 84th and Sheridan Boulevard. There has not been any there has not been a denial of a fermented malt beverage wine liquor store application at this location or within 500 feet of it within the preceding 2 years. A report from the Westminster Police Department regarding the results of the investigation on the applicant is attached. Detective Neville is here and will present those findings for the board. I submit this information for the record.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and accept that into evidence. Detective Neville, if you could raise your right hand. Do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and complete?
I do. Perfect. So I'm Detective Andrew Neville with Westminster Police Department, Liquor Enforcement Officer. We received an application for a fermented malt beverage wine liquor license for Quick Trip number 4236. Westminster PD conducted a background investigation as the character of the licensee. Nothing was found that would adversely affect on their character. Documentation was provided as to the funding for the business and appears to be proper. The listed manager does have experience in the liquor license industry, and the applicant as a corporation has interest in many other liquor licenses. The police department finds no reason to deny this liquor license application.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions on the police department's report? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and accept that into evidence, and we'll ask the applicant to come forward.
And before, really quick, should we accept the survey into the record as well?
Yes.
Okay.
The survey is in here?
Yes.
Does anybody have any questions on the survey?
No.
See, and now we'll go ahead and accept the survey into evidence. Go ahead. You can come forward. Who's going to be speaking? Both of you?
I'm counsel for Quick
Trip Corporation. Is that mic on?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Let me look here.
I could hear you, but I could tell it wasn't coming through the.
No, I think it's just.
Yeah. Story of my life.
Will you talk one more time?
Yep.
No?
Nothing?
No.
Nope.
There we go.
Okay.
Perfect. So I'm counsel for Quick Trip Corporation, attorney registration 35865.
Perfect. If we can go ahead and swear him in.
Yeah, so I'm going to have two witnesses.
Okay.
So would you like to do them both at the same
time?
Yeah,
they can both come forward.
Okay.
We can go ahead and swear you both in at the same time. And then after that, if you could state your first name, last name, spell your last name and address for the record. And if you forget one of those, don't worry, we'll let you know. If you want to go ahead and raise your right hand, do you swear to affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and complete?
I do.
First name, last name, spell your last name. And address for the record.
Cassidy Gevers, last name Gevers, and my address is 1780 August Lane, Brighton, Colorado 80601.
Mike Talcott, Talcott, 11724 Hannibal Street, Commerce City, Colorado.
Perfect, thank you. Now, if y'all want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about why you're here and what you're looking for.
Mr. Talcott's here tonight to give you some information on the overall structure of the company and some history about the company. And then Cassidy's going to talk about the operations, and I'm going to ask her some questions about their sales and service policies for you.
Perfect. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, everybody. Once again, I hope we entertain people here tonight. But Mike Talcott, I've been with Quick Trip for almost 28 years now. Just to give you a broad overview, Quick Trip was founded over 65 years ago. I think it's 67, almost 68 years now. Still owned by the original family. We are privately owned. We're not a publicly traded corporation. Of that, the founding family owns roughly 52%. There's probably another 10% in very lucky people. And then the rest of it is all of us, the employees. So we all have a stake in this. We've only been in the Colorado market a little over 5 years. I've been here for that entire duration. This will be, when this store opens, this will be the 16th location, 17th location. And we have roughly 7 more in construction, another 42 in development in various stages. We have one other one coming in Wadsworth here in Westminster. So that'll be coming before a few different processes to go through on that. But once again, family owned and employee owned. It's something that allows us to be very strict and very regimented and very customer service oriented. I started 28 years ago mopping floors in an overnight. I've been in the real estate department for over 20 years now. And as far as policies, procedures, and responsible retailing, that's why we bring Cass in. She's one of the training managers that oversees directly all of those programs and makes sure that everything is done correctly. Be happy to answer any questions you have. Really, I'm sure most of the questions will be for Cass. We're gonna put her on the spot. Be gentle, it's her first meeting. But she's gonna do great. Thank you.
Perfect. If y'all wanna go ahead and just continue.
Can you please tell the council members about your training program? Give them a little sense for just how it's structured.
Yeah, so once we hire an individual, they start out with orientation, 4 hours at the division office. We speak a lot about what the job's gonna look like. We speak about responsible retailing, security. After that, they go into training. It's 46 hours of training with the trainer. There's never more than 2 trainees with that trainer. They have a training record. There's certain things they're expected to teach. They have to meet all of our standards and expectations. One of the things on that training record is responsible retailing. If they do not meet our standards and expectations, they will not pass training.
And can you highlight what those standards and expectations are for the alcohol-specific service?
Yeah, so we expect all of our trainees to card and ID individuals, 50 and appearing 50 and under. We actually encourage them to expand that a little bit more sometimes when they're nervous and young. We expect them to scan IDs for the customers. We teach them the register operation, how it says on the screen, it flags when an item is a age-restricted item like alcohol or tobacco. We teach them what to look for when that happens, what to do, what the screen looks like. And then we teach them, well, we also talk about when to not sell, when a customer is intoxicated, when an ID appears to be fake. that's the majority of it.
And will you talk about your process if you do suspect that somebody is intoxicated or you got been handed a fake ID?
Yeah. So we teach them to refuse the sale. We give them a specific list in orientation of things to look for. The trainers also understand that list. They look for multiple signs of intoxication, slurred speech, alcohol breath, bloodshot eyes, things like that. We teach them to immediately remove the product from the counter, put it on the floor, refuse the sale, and stand firm on the decision. We do not allow them to change their minds once they've made that decision not to sell.
Perfect. And can you talk about who all is involved from a staff standpoint mm-hmm. in the sale, and specifically on off hours?
Okay. So trainees specifically are monitored completely the entire duration of training by their trainer. When the trainee graduates training, they're monitored by the assistant manager, the manager on duty, and then the store managers as well. They do compliance checks on the back end to confirm that date of birth overrides are meeting our policies. We'll only override for customers that are clearly above the age of 50 or that are regular customers.
And now, can you tell the council a little bit about your secret shopper program, please?
Yes. Yeah, so we have in-house compliance shoppers. They are individuals that are over the age of 21. However, they are clearly under the age of 50. They are unknown to our employees. They come into our stores. They purchase alcohol or tobacco products. Our employees are expected to ID these individuals. Again, they're clearly under 50. If our employees do not guard those individuals, they are issued discipline, up to and including termination, depending on the situation.
And how often are those conducted?
Once a quarter. Okay.
And now, tell us a little bit about the times of the day that you don't serve alcohol, mm-hmm. and what steps you take to secure the coolers and the alcohol that's on the premises.
Sure. Yeah, we serve alcohol between 8 a.m. and midnight. We teach all the trainees in orientation and in training that we go by the POS clock, not the individual clock of that person's watch, their phone, whatever. At midnight, we do secure our beer doors with locks, individual locks on individual doors. And they get unlocked by typically the manager on duty that next morning at 8 a.m.
Fantastic. Is there anything we haven't covered that you would like to share?
I've got a little tidbit.
Go ahead. Tidbit.
With us always trying to get better, we actually are even testing an automatic door locking system. So it won't even be in the hands of an assistant manager on duty to make sure, oh, it's time, lock them. They'll just lock. Another thing that we're testing also is where they have to scan their ID before the door will even unlock during regular sale hours. So we're trying to make it even more foolproof.
I love that. Perfect. Any questions for the board? We'll open it up this time.
How many employees are working at one time?
That can really vary store by store and shift by shift. On an overnight shift, often it is one individual between the hours of 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. Otherwise, it's typically anywhere from 3 to 6 people, depending on the store and that shift, how busy they are.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Hi there, this is Board Member Hatfield. Could you tell us what's the protocol if a customer begins to get angry after they're denied service for that liquor?
Yeah, so we instruct our employees to politely refuse the sale and handle it with good customer service. If they refuse to leave, they become belligerent. We have a couple of options. One, we can't always pick up the phone and call the police if necessary, but we have panic alarms in both in our check stand and our coolers, as well as individual ones that our employees wear. They can push a button. It will immediately alert our security desk. They have eyes on our stores 24/7, 365, and they can contact the police if needed as well.
I'd like to add to that. Our security system in general is state-of-the-art. There are, besides the panic buttons that they wear, and two of my kids, but my daughter is a part-time clerk at one of them. I'm going to date myself, but it looks like a pager that goes on their belt clip. At any time they hit that, the security system activates, our corporate security starts watching, listening, and if it sounds like something's going wrong, they immediately dial 911. So.
Perfect. The only comment I have is, and some of these people have heard me say it before, is the scanning IDs are great, but the problem with people scanning the IDs is they scan them and then they never look at the picture, right? So just making sure that, you know, we're preaching and we're teaching that, hey, you got to scan the ID, but you also need to make sure that, you know, all the stuff matches. Because these scammers out there are getting really good at making sure that their IDs are going to scan, but then there's, it's not them on the ID or, you know, whatever the case may be, right? So just making sure that we're talking about that. You know, I've seen it, you know, they scan my ID and they never even looked at me, right? You know, so just making sure we're on top of that, but I have no issue.
That's because they guessed you're 20, right?
Right, yeah.
I have the same problem.
Right.
You know, Cass can attest. Years ago, I was in the training program also and was the person standing right behind somebody as they're going through training, telling them ID. Part of the training, besides the scanning them through the register, is to hold it up and then key in the birthday. So we're looking at the picture, and that's a big thing that the in-house, I'll call it a sting, that's what it's for, to make sure they're doing it all.
Yeah, nice.
It's very important.
Perfect.
I have a question. Are all your employees 21 plus? Years in age, your employees themselves, or do you have underage employees?
They're allowed to be a part-time clerk starting at 16. We employ quite a few high school students, but high school students under the age of 18 can't sell alcohol. So they call an assistant manager or manager, which there's always one on duty, and they step in and do it. Sorry.
No, you're okay.
I've been into one of your shops, and I'll tell you, it's top-notch.
Good.
Question I have is Rocky Mountain Properties and Quick Trip, are they closely held corporations or are they completely separate?
Rocky Mountain Corporation is our landlord at this particular location.
Okay.
So other than that, we haven't had any previous dealings with them.
So it's a corporate store?
Yes, it's a corporate store. Even when we do, this is a ground lease. So all the operations, I mean, it's mailbox money for Rocky Mountain. Everything is us.
Any other questions from the board? Seeing none, is there anyone in the audience who'd like to speak for or against? Seeing none, we'll close the public portion of the hearing. I have to ask.
I know.
Yeah. It looks really weird when there's nobody out there and I have to ask. Yeah. At this time, we'll close the public portion of the hearing and open up for any board discussion or a motion.
I move we approve the application from Quick Trip number 42364 for a fermented malt beverage / wine liquor license.
Do we have a second?
A second.
Perfect. If we get everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. Congratulations and welcome to the neighborhood.
Thank you. We expect to open this location late March, but probably April.
I'll see you in April.
Ribbon cutting, because this will be our first one in Westminster. Very excited about it. So look for an invite.
Right.
All right. Thank you all.
I just want to tell you that wherever you guys go, it's energy around you.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing. Yeah. It's a big difference what was there and what's going to be
it's
there now.
Catalyst.
Yeah.
We literally draw new business. Yeah.
So good clients and good quality.
I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but contact the Westminster Chamber of Commerce and they'll help you with the ribbon cutting.
We'll be in touch anyway.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, we're going to move on to procedures. We'll start with the election of officers. Are we doing it as previous years, just a little secret ballot?
And pretty much everybody here it meets all the requirements that if they were interested in the chair or vice chair, everybody other than Jeff is
there anyone that does not want to be voted in. I know you don't, but I can't say it. But, yeah. The two of them. Okay. All right. Well, now it's down to me and her. And everyone else is asked to stay.
And I'm not running for chair.
Okay. Parker, you're awesome, man.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
All right. So do we have a motion just to keep it the same?
Yeah, we can do that. A motion to do the same if we don't feel like we need to do a vote.
If y'all don't want to change.
I make a motion that we retain our officers for the next session as currently.
And I third it.
Yeah. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. Designation of official places to post, Mary Joy?
Yes. We just have to do this once every 2 years, designate where we're going to post. Some things have changed. The city now does have a page for public notices for our meetings that require that. So there's a place on the website. The notice is also noticed. The meeting is also noticed on the city's website on the calendar as well. So I just ask that,
do we still put it in the lobby
or no? We don't do that anymore because we just found that, I mean, we just don't have the visitors to the building.
Oh, where I was just curious.
Yeah. So we don't do that. But I mean, if you wanted to add that, we could do that again, but it's, we are really moving to, posting it on the website.
Do we have a motion to post it on the website and keep it as is? Or does anybody have any questions or concerns over it? No. Okay.
I move that we post it on the website.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Adequate? I mean.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. It meets the requirements.
Okay. See, motion passes. This time we'll ask for approval of the minutes from the November 20th, 2024 meeting.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
We have a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. Upcoming meetings?
Yes, we definitely have items for the February 5th meeting. Couple new licenses and a special event permit. And I believe we'll have additional items on February 19th as well. So we have some stuff in the pipeline. So definitely we'll have both meetings in February.
Perfect. Any questions, comments, concerns? Seeing none, meetings adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you, Parker.
It wasn't 7 minutes.
You shut up?
Is it like a 7-Eleven? Do they have gas?
And yes, yeah, it's the same thing.
I stay home a lot, okay?
Yeah, yeah, it's just a fancy gas station.
So it's a gas station.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just the
and I think more than your maybe not 7-Eleven, but like some of the smaller ones, they have a pretty big selection of foods you can go in, ready to eat foods. And I've never been to Bucky's, so I don't know.
It's a Bucky's without all the clothing and apparel, and you'll get fresh brisket and stuff. But.